hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we're going to kick off the show today with updates on our Scuba Radio mermaids that are on their way to becoming dive instructors. As a matter of fact, Scott Evans from Commercial Diving Academy is on the line. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. And yourself, Greg?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Now, Scott is actually helping take a couple of the Scuba Radio mermaids and turn them into dive instructors. I'm a dive instructor, even though I go by Greg the Dive Master on the radio, because it picks up the chicks much easier. Scott can relate to, right, Scott?
I do it all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, we want to share the joy. We want to bring everybody up, so to speak. And so we got Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Nikki going through the dive instructor program there at Commercial Diving Academy at 40 Fathom Grotto. And Scott is the manager of that fine facility. How are they doing so far, Scott?
Greg, they're doing fantastic. You would you can definitely tell that both Nick and Abby are experienced in the water.
Well, they've been watching the master. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they are emulating you, so they are doing very well.
Okay. See, I can say that because they're not here within kicking distance of me. Right, exactly. He knows as well as everyone else. But look, you know, it is kind of cool. I mean, they've been gushing over their experience there at 40 Fathom Grotto. And, of course, they're doing the mermaid blog at scubaradio.com in the forum, keeping everybody updated on their progress as they move through. Let's see, they started with like an advanced course and refresher course, and then they went into rescue. And I believe they're through Master Diver now. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they finished up the program with the now a Master Scuba Diver module of our Total Immersion program.
Yeah, and that basically gives them all the basic skills they need to move on to Dive Master, or what?
Well, yeah, the goal of the Master Scuba Diver program is to give a diver, it's the highest non-professional rating that we offer through NAWI, and what it does is it ensures that the divers have the instructor-level knowledge for the physics, the physiology, the skills, environment. In addition, it ensures that the divers have good skill sets as instructors. So once those two things are accomplished, then they can move forward and start getting into the assistant instructor program.
Nice. Now, let's go back to the rescue diver portion, because I've gotten a lot of emails from listeners already that have been following Nikki and Abby's progress, wanting to know who exactly got to give who mouth-to-mouth, and was there any video involved?
Well, the video we're going to keep secret, and you know, it was an all-girls class.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
No lucky males were able to participate in that.
Yeah, but there is a video floating out there somewhere?
Yes, but it's going to take a lot to get that from our hands.
Yes, I figured that. Or we'll put it up at Scuba Radio for a $9.95 service fee. Exactly. I don't know. We'll come up with something. They've been actually shooting a lot of their progress with this new Bonica HD camera that they've been nice enough to give us from Bonica, the mermaid cam, so to speak. And we hope to get some of those clips up at scubaradio.com. soon as well. And we probably won't charge either, Scott. We'll probably just throw it out there and let people see the experience. But yeah, you know, the thing is, they've been learning a lot, and they have been telling me on the phone, checking in with me personally, saying that, yeah, you know, they're feeling pretty good from the standpoint that when we go diving next, they will be able to save me.
I think that's a great feeling to have.
Absolutely. How would you put them on the scale as far as a beginner diver there, Scott, from what you know?
They kind of stood out a little bit more than the beginner diver, because our program, we get people who just learned to dive, I get people with a lot of dives, and I get all ranges. But both Nick and Abby, when they came there, they had a lot of experience under their belt, So what we just really need to do is now get them into the training mode and trying to take the approach that we would and then show them how they're going to teach these skills. So they caught on very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, their buoyancy skills because of their mermaid theatrics in their past, I think really lend itself to being good divers. And that's why we recruited them in the first place.
That's important. The one of the key skills, I think, for our instructor is comfort in the water. And both Nikki and Abby demonstrated that their comfort level was fantastic.
Yeah, now you can take someone literally right off the street that hasn't even been certified yet and turn them into an instructor in about a month or so. Is that the case or what?
That is the case. I have a gentleman by the name of Matt who came to us about 5 days before last month's program. He did so well in the program that he's now working on an internship with us, and he learned to dive, I think, the last day in July.
Wow, it's pretty cool when you think about taking somebody who has never even been in the water and a month later they're actually in a position where they can teach and make money and work for a dive shop or whatever the case may be, isn't it?
It is. When people call me and they say, do I need to be certified before I come to your school? I'm always like, well, no, we can get you certified, but how do you know this is going to be your career path for you if you've never been even diving before? And everyone tells me, I've always wanted to dive. This has been one of my passions. And every one of those people has demonstrated to me, and they've become excellent students and role model instructors.
I would imagine it's really just a matter of wanting to do it. And if you want to do it bad enough, that's all the motivation you need to get started, isn't it?
Yes. If they have the desire and then they follow through with the dedication, they become excellent instructors.
Cool. So in you guys run your program, is it pretty much set up every month, like, you start like the first Monday of the month and go through? Is it kind of on a track like that, or does it vary a little bit month to month?
Nope. We do 12 programs in a year, and they start with the first Monday usually of each month. We start a new series. And what happens is not everyone, 4 weeks is the ideal time, but when we get to the end of the program, all the candidates go through instructor qualification tests. They need to demonstrate their knowledge. They need to demonstrate their ability in the water, both teaching. They need to demonstrate all the skills. If someone gets to that point and they're not ready yet, they stick around, and they may stay for a week or two working on those key skills. So for most people, they get through in 4 weeks, but other people, it just takes a little bit longer. But we do run the program every month.
Got it. And you know, the neat thing about 40 Fathom Grotto, which is one of the reasons why we brought Nikki and Abby to you guys, is you have accommodations for the students right there on site.
We do. We have a student bunkhouse. We have a diver's lodge. And that's kind of the concept that I use when I set this program up, is to have our lodging, our classrooms, the diving. We wanted to have it nothing but live, eat, sleep, dive. So that way they can totally immerse themselves this program, avoid outside distractions, and then become instructors.
Well, the dive site itself is kind of interesting with all the items you have sunk in there in the grotto, from a Harley Davidson motorcycle suspended by cables at about 40 feet to what else you got down in the grotto there?
We have a small Piper Cub. We have about 5 or 6 different platforms. There's 3 or 4 boats. I have some old cars. It's kind of, we have a variety of things in the grotto that people are, they can check out. But what's unique about us and being Commercial Diving Academy, we're getting ready to add some neat stuff to the grotto to make it more of a destination for people to check out.
Yeah, well, it is. It's fun just to go out there and dive like we've done a couple times now. It's quite interesting. You have that swim-through underwater obstacle course. Do you send some of the students through that to work on their buoyancy skills, too, or is that just for fun?
Well, that's a key requirement. Most of our students, before they even get out of the very first day of diving, they have to be able to get through that course before they go on to the second part of it, because buoyancy is one of those key skills that you need to master at the beginning of the program.
Absolutely. And you know, I love all the different things you have sunk there in the grotto, just from a sightseeing standpoint. But I would imagine from a training standpoint, you do a lot of navigation from the motorcycle to the plane to vice versa to going down and going up. All these elements in the water work well as teaching tools, I guess, right?
They do. And that's one of the major reasons we selected 40 Fathom Grotto as opposed to a saltwater Florida Keys location, because the conditions are going to simulate true diving, anywhere else but Florida, where the visibility is good. It's, 20 to 30 feet, but it's not great. Most of our instructors are going to leave here, and they're going to go back home up north. They're going to be teaching in rock quarries. They're going to be teaching on the west coast with visibility not as great. Plus, with the depth, you know, it really ties in the strength of instructor of how much control they have to have over the class, be prepared. So it really kind of pushes them a bit or a little more than they would if they were in, you know, 30 feet of water where they could see 100 feet.
Yeah, and it's a really nice place to hang out, too. I mean, it kind of has a layout of a state park, wouldn't you say?
It is. We have lots of oaks. We have a sand pit beach volleyball court here. We have lots of picnic tables, usually in the evenings. We have a nice bonfire. You know, we have barbecues. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the girls said they've done a lot of bonding in the evening with the fellow students and are having a good time. And they're asking them a lot of questions about the mermaiding aspect of their gig, so to speak. And I don't know, maybe that's another certification level you got to come up with, you think?
I think that would be a great certification. That's one of even the instructors back at the school can't believe that I'm training mermaids to become dive instructors.
Yeah, usually it goes the other way around because we're talking to Jamie. She seems to have the interest to be a Scuba Radio mermaid. Yeah, what do you think? Would she work?
She just mentioned it to me again that she is interested in getting that tail on and taking her shot at becoming a mermaid.
Well, it's only fair. If I brought two mermaids to you, you got to give me one back or an extra one or something. I don't know.
I will definitely work a trade for you.
Well, that's good stuff. And you can go to divecda.com on the web and get more information about the Commercial Diving Academy. That's divecda.com. Go there, learn more about the program, sign up, and literally 30 days later, after you start at the beginning, you could be a dive instructor and teaching and making your passion your profession. You got a few students that you follow their progress from, you know, working in the Caribbean or some other place in Florida, California, all over the place, or what?
I do. I have two alumni I just spoke to last week. One of them graduated from my program about 15 months ago. He's working on the Necton pilot out of Belize, and he's getting ready to sit for his captain's license in about 6 months.
Excellent. Well, who knows what will happen with our Scuba Radio mermaid. You'll have to follow their progress as they continue on their quest to become dive instructors with Commercial Diving Academy. We got the Little Mermaid blog up there at scubaradio.com in the forum. You can follow along there and, of course, stay up to date with us as we cover their progress right here on Scuba Radio. And who knows, if you want to join them or if you want to become a dive instructor, just go to divecda.com. That's Dive Commercial Diving Academy, divecda.com on the web, and join along. And who knows, maybe you'll be working in Belize next month. Scott, thanks so much for being on Scuba Radio, buddy. Take care.
All right, Greg. I appreciate it.
You got it. Hey, coming up, the hardest working man in the dive industry is at it again, Mr. Neil Watson. He is an expert on the Bahamas. He knows these hurricanes, these storms that kind of screw up travel plans here and there. But he has the lowdown on how the Bahamas handle these storms and what it means for divers. Believe it or not, right now is one of the best times ever to schedule a dive adventure in the Caribbean, and especially the Bahamas. Yes, the storms create some issues here and there, but you can get some incredible deals right now, and the diving conditions are second to none. Neil Watson standing by to tell us all about it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Patrick, air is not good.
There's a little lobster boy in
boy, and each one of us, especially me, there might be a couple, I'm not sure, but you know, I got the fever, and who knows, maybe these storms blowing through the area are going to stir up the lobsters once again and make them walk, and make them easy pickings for us Florida spiny lobster hunters, underwater hunters. It's definitely a good thing. You know, you always got to look at the bright side of these storms. And, I mean, you know, the downside is they can create problems for your dive trips a little bit here and there. But nine times out of ten, especially when it comes to the Caribbean, if you ask me, they get blown out of proportion. And our buddy Neil Watson is on the line. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, my friend. Just sitting here kind of watching the Weather Channel and hoping for the best. So far, so good. We've dodged the bullets.
Yes. I mean, well, you know, you don't take them lightly. However, you know, especially in the Bahamas, in other places, the Caribbean, first of all, they're used to dealing with these storms year after year. So it isn't like it's coming to Florida and we're so, you know, we're not used to dealing with them in Florida and all hell breaks loose, even if it's a Category 1. That's not necessarily the case in the Bahamas and other places in the Caribbean. Is that right, Neil?
You know, absolutely. It's so frustrating. You'll get a tropical storm off Africa, and people start canceling trips in the northern Bahamas, you know, when it's 3 weeks out, if it was ever going to hit. And fortunately, I mean, even if we do have a system come through the Bahamas, I mean, the Bahamas is 100,000 square miles. It's like 500 miles from north to south, and you could have a tropical depression or a storm or even a hurricane come through the southern Bahamas, and Grand Bahama or the northern Bahamas, I mean, the sun's shining and the seas are flat. So you can't assume because you heard there's a hurricane in the Bahamas that suddenly, you know, you should cancel your trip. And you know, once they blow through, it takes about 3 or 4 days to a week for the water to clear up, and it's pretty much business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to topside issues, they're used to getting blown around a little bit there in the Bahamas, so it's not that big a deal as opposed to maybe, you know, cities and coastal cities in Florida that all hell breaks loose when this happens once every 10 years or 20 years and everyone all freaks out and everything, right?
Well, one of the big advantages of the Bahamas over like Haiti and Puerto Rico and places with elevation where they have flooding and mudslides, I mean, the Bahamas, the average elevation is about 10 feet above sea level and is limestone, and it just, you know, the wind blows over it and some stuff may blow around, but once it settles down, it clears up, and it's kind of business as usual. You know, you got the limestone and you got the Little Bahama Bank and the Great Bahama Bank, so the majority of the islands are the surrounding water is, you know, 10 to 15 feet deep until you get on the walls and you know, the tongue of the ocean and those areas. So we're fortunate over a lot of the other islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, it's one of the best times of the year to actually go diving in the Bahamas because the water generally is more flat and clear because you have the leftover weather from the summer. And if there is no storm, it's usually incredible diving conditions, right?
You know, if anybody asks me the best time to dive in the Bahamas, it's the peak of hurricane season. From like the 1st of August through October, particularly September, you have the water at 86, 87 degrees. It's generally flat, you know, as a lake, and the visibility is the best. So, and you know, you get a hurricane every once in every 10 years. You know, on any specific island in the Bahamas. I mean, it used to amaze me. People would call from California and they'd say, "Well, geez, isn't the summer hurricane season?" And I'd say, "Well, yeah, isn't it like earthquake season in California? At least we have no 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time when the hurricanes are coming. You're sitting there and suddenly, you know, you're the ground shaking underneath you."
That's right. You can't even plan a party or anything like you can with a hurricane. So, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Neil's getting ready to go to China and dive. We'll tell you about it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. On the line is Neil Watson. He's one of the hardest working men in the dive industry. He's going to prove it once again when he heads clear across the, well, the planet for that matter, I guess, heading to China to check out what the dive industry there, Neil. What are you doing?
Well, there's a dive show called SeaDex in Shanghai. It rotates between Shanghai and Beijing. And I went to the show last year in Beijing, and this will be my second trip to Shanghai, which I absolutely love. I mean, the neat thing about going to Shanghai is you don't have to change your watch, because if it's noon in the East Coast of the United States, it's midnight in China. All you have to do is say it's 12 hours difference.
Okay,
so it's a no brainer with the time change.
Nice.
But now it's a great show. It's I'm kind of going over representing both the Bahamas and DEMA. You know, I'm on the DEMA board and I chair the trade show committee, and they've asked for our assistance and possibly sponsorship of the show and I've been to the show a couple of times. It's really a great show. It's amazing because you get, I mean, half of the product that you buy in the United States from any of the major manufacturers is produced in that area, and you have all the manufacturers over there with all the neat stuff, and, I mean, the pricing is unbelievable.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, the food's a little more colorful, though, than what we get here, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? They got KFC, and they got Starbucks.
Okay.
So, I'm good to go.
Exactly.
To go.
Yeah, you can still find what you need in between the squid and the bugs and God knows what else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and most of the people speak enough English, you know, that you get by. But I remember last time I went out there, I did a seminar and I had a translator. And the first time I'd worked with a translator, and I mean, there was like 200 or 300 people in the audience, and I'd stand up and I'd talk about something, you know, my records or whatever, and I'd talk for like 2 minutes, and everybody would just be just dead silent, just staring at me, and then I'd stop, and then the translator would blah 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 blah, blah, and everybody would start laughing and ooh and ah, and then I'd start talking again. I mean, it was really bizarre.
You told them your shrinkage story.
I told them my shrinkage.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll get a laugh. I don't care what language you speak.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what he's talking about, but let's just move on. All right, on the line is Mermaid Nikki, better known now as Dive Instructor Nikki. How you doing, Nick?
Pretty good, pretty good. Actually, I'm Dive Master Greg.
Oh, you're
not Dive Instructor yet.
You're Dive Master Greg? What, you're taking my name now, too?
Yeah. No, Nikki the Dive Master Greg.
No, you are a Dive Master.
Nikki the Dive Master Greg.
No, no. You can't do that. There's trust me, there's only room in this world for one of us.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Oh.
Yes, all right. So, no, you are a dive master in your dive instructor program, or a master diver.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah,
so you,
I still have to do the assistant and instructor part.
Right, but you've done all your basic skills. You've done some rescue scenarios and got your rescue diver certification, and now you're a NAWI master scuba diver, right?
Correct.
So that's about like halfway through your dive instructor program, if I got what Scott said earlier on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about it? You feel strong? You feel like you can save me now?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident I could save anybody.
Who towed who, like in the rescue diver scenarios? I know that's one of the things you do. You have to, like, have a tired diver tow, or you got to take someone out of the water and give them mouth to mouth. Please explain that very slowly.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. You know what I mean.
Well, Abby and I both tried it on each other. We towed each other, and then we didn't give mouth to mouth. We pretended the motion, but we didn't do it. And we had to save each other out of the water.
Yeah, and no problems with that? I mean,
No, we were actually pretty good. Our instructor, Jamie, was pretty, she thought we were pretty good, actually, better than she's ever seen.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm thinking you had it pretty easy, because if you had to save Abby, she's like just one step above little person. You hear what I'm saying, Nikki? But you're a
so
full...
So you're saying it's hard for Abby because I'm obese and huge? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're no, more normal, with the exception of your abnormally long torso.
Correct. Abby's got an unusually long torso as well. But.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's true. Okay, so I guess that kind of balances it out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
But they didn't give you a big, you know, like 200-pound guy to save.
Well, Abby's been called that a couple of times.
Oh!
I mean.
She's not there, obviously.
I'll hunt you down and kill you.
But yeah, it was good stuff. You learned a lot of good things, and on your way to becoming dive instructor, you think the scenarios you went through, hopefully you'll never have to encounter them in the wild, in the real world, we hope, right?
Yeah, everybody hopes that, but I think that I'm pretty confident I would still do a pretty well job under pressure.
Yeah, you feel it, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good to know, because you know, we're going to be diving together, and I want to make sure you got my back.
Yeah, sure.
You don't sound, now you don't sound as confident. Come on, Nikki.
Something might happen. I don't know.
You may accidentally look the other way or something. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Great. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better about your dive instruction skills. But if you don't save me, you'll save someone at least, right?
Yeah, as long as it's not you.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Just check your progress at the Scuba Radio forum right there. The Scuba Radio Mermaid blog is in effect right now as she becomes a dive instructor. Good job, Nikki.
Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, whoa, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 335. Despite what you may have heard on the docks, hammerhead sharks are not recommended for use in home improvement projects.
You've irritated the tool gods. You must now be smeared with the holy grease of disdain.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And we have Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network in the studio. What's the question of the day, Jeff?
Who are you going to call, Greg?
Not Ghostbusters, because that's a really old joke.
Good to hear, because it's the wrong answer.
To what?
To my question.
Oh, what's the question?
In a dive emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, of course, you. You always said I could call you anytime.
And you can, but please don't call me first if you're involved in an emergency.
Well, then who should I call?
Well, that's what we're here to discuss. It seems there's some confusion on who should be called when during an emergency, and so we thought we'd increase everyone's safety if we cleared that up.
Go for it.
The first thing to remember is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by the 911 network, call 911. Or if you're in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first, and we'll be there to help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them.
And then you call Dan.
Yes. Once emergency response has been activated, definitely call Dan next. We'll coordinate the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 first and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911, then call Dan.
What if you're not in an emergency situation, but you need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, and if you aren't sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, call Dan. We'll help.
Anytime, day or night?
Our diving emergency hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it anytime, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
919-684-4DAN.
Okay, everyone, get out your cell phones and just enter it now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Enter it now, D-A-N. Give me that phone number again.
It's 919-684-4DAN. And for those folks that don't have letters on their keypad, it's 919-684-4326.
Got it. Now, what if I just have a question about something medical? That's in no way an emergency.
We've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you're having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
You know, I made a joke before about calling you, and yes, I was joking, but I have to admit, if I'm not in an emergency situation, if I'm thinking I might have an issue, I'm going to feel inclined to call someone I know at Dan before I call the hotline.
Well, you're not alone. That's actually happened, and more than once. A lot of divers, and most folks in the dive industry, know someone at Dan, and it's natural to want to call a friend before a stranger. But what everyone has to realize is that if you call a friend at Dan, they're going to turn around and do exactly what we're telling you to do here.
Which is?
We're going to call the hotline. Our hotline medics are the experts in dealing with emergencies and dive injuries, and we turn to them just like everyone else.
So if I'm in trouble and I call you?
I'm going to get you to the hotline. Believe me, they're the ones you want on the job. So if you need help, you might as well cut out the middleman and save time by calling the hotline. You'll be in the best of hands.
What about the next time I go diving and I see that 6-foot lobster no one else seems to see,
and I just need to tell someone about it.
Give me a call.
Time can be precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-4DAN. If it's not an emergency or if you have nowhere else to turn, put them at the top of the list. You've got friends at Dan, but call them in good time. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we are keeping our eye on the weather, obviously, this weekend. And our buddy Jeff Tarode from South Florida Diving Headquarters on the line, better known as Captain Cocktail. I don't believe he's having a hurricane party, but hey, any excuse, I'm sure he can come up with one when it comes to mixing up a few libations. Is that right, Jeff?
Well, they got a drink called the Hurricane Jimmy Buffett's famous for, so hey, I guess we'll start with that.
Okay, that's a good enough excuse. I hear you. Now, Hannah has been blowing by here, Florida, last few days, and Isaac's, out there playing games with us, too, but we're still a few days away. You got some good diving going on this weekend, though, hopefully, right?
Yeah, today and tomorrow look good. We had west winds since Friday, which because of the counterclockwise rotation of Hannah, it's created actually some calm seas for us this weekend, which is turning out to be great. Hopefully all the lobster hunters are going to come out and we'll see what we can find. As I know, it's like hurricanes are lobster blenders.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. And that may be the case. And yeah, I'm anxious to hear if Hannah may have stirred him up slightly again. I mean, I don't think they got totally settled from the last one, did they?
Probably not. Those poor things, man, it's been one big blow after another. But Hannah really hasn't affected us that bad. We're going to get a little rain to maybe over the weekend, but I doubt it. And other than that, it's been much of nothing. It's obviously Ike is what everybody's watching at this point.
Yeah, but you got some good diving you can sneak in there. So who knows, maybe you can stir up the lobsters, bag a few of those, and then,
Yeah, you could get some lobster for your Hurricane Ike party.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're thinking.
Hey, you got to take the good with the bad, man.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you guys are used to this. I mean, the weather comes through and blows through all the time. And the problem, though, people outside the area, I mean, we're kind of far away being from Orlando to South Florida. It's a 3.5-4 hour drive, and we have to really pay attention. But people outside of Florida, you know, next thing you know, they're thinking, oh, my God, we can't go to Fort Lauderdale this weekend. And little do they know, there's still some amazing diving to be had in between or before.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's just these hurricanes, they come and go through fairly quick. So usually after the hurricane, once it settles out a little bit, it's phenomenal dive conditions, you know. Even before, they call it the calm before the storm, you know. That happens too, so... don't discount the fact that you can't dive this weekend.
Yeah, and if a storm does come through, let's say, God forbid, Isaac cruises through your area or skirts the coast and stirs up things for a while, how long does it usually take for the viz to come back? Or are you diving, what, a day or so later, or what?
Well, it really depends on the size of the storm and the amount of rain that we get and which direction it comes from. But, you know, some storms you can be diving in a couple of days, and then other storms I've seen, they take a lot longer.
Well, there you go.
It just depends.
Yeah. South Florida Diving Headquarters.com. Give them a call. Schedule your diving today. 1-800-771-DIVE.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center
nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
I heard a show
on the radio.
Where divers speak about
what's
in the sea.
What's in the sea?
Now I know.
It was the first
show
devoted
to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and just a couple little things I want to update you on. The website, we have just lowered the prices on several items at the scubaradio.com merchandise page. Now, to get to this special page where you can get Scuba Radio hats, shirts, and all kinds of goodies, including DVDs for boating. You know, if you're a boater, you have a private boat that you dive off of, there are some great DVDs available for as little as $3.99. But anyway, just go to scubaradio.com, and on the drop-down menu under the word Scuba Radio, you'll find Scuba Radio merchandise. Click on that page and enjoy, shop to your heart's content. All items or any orders over $15 is free shipping, no tax, whatever, and you're good to go. So make sure you check that out. Also, new updates in the Scuba Radio forum, as we talked about earlier with Scuba Radio Mermaid, Abby, and Nikki are documenting their dive instructor progress right there in the forum with their own little, Mermaid Abby dive instructor blog. And not only can you follow their progress on their quest to become dive instructors, you can also comment and ask them questions on the process as they continue their studies there at Commercial Diving Academy and 40 Fathom Grotto. Just a couple little things for you to check out, not to mention the fact that we have a bunch of new videos and images from some of our trips from Fiji, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos. A bunch of new stuff has been posted in our new little layout for images and videos. There, the section. There's a pull-down menu right there, too, that says My Videos. Go there, and you'll see a whole little YouTube-type layout for our videos and images. And, once again, you can post your own there now, too. So we are asking you to submit your own videos and dive pictures there at scubaradio.com. You can share them with the Scuba Radio listening audience. You can also share them with your friends. Keep them private, public, whatever. It's a pretty cool little thing. Just upgrading things just a tad for you on our scubaradio.com website. Hey, coming up in hour two, we've been talking about this book for the last few weeks, Titanic's Last Secrets, featuring our buddies, the Shadow Divers, John Chatterton and Richie Kohler. I've just finished reading this book, and John's going to join us hopefully in hour two, and we're going to discuss some of these things. I'm telling you, it gets two fins up, and you'll see why in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.